G'day listeners, welcome to the Winning Post Preview podcast, and it is a huge podcast to end the year on. Of course, this is the end of another year, end of 2017, and well, Carl, my Winning Post colleague, joins me, and it's been a long year. It's been made longer by this week, I think. It's been a bit of a testing week, the short week, public holidays, and 1,000 meetings, and yeah, it's been a trying week, but enjoyable. Hopefully, hopefully Santa was kind to you. He was pretty kind to me, and hopefully we can kick off the new year on the right note.
Feels like we were the only people working.
Does a bit.
I don't know what's an enjoyable week about it, but like, at least the roads were clear. But we got a few nice meetings coming up to, I suppose, look forward to. And yeah, interesting meeting at Flemington on Monday as well.
All right, well, that will hopefully get us off for 2018 on the right note. But before that, we're going to close 2017 off on a good note. And we've got plenty of racing on Saturday, highlighted by the big card at Doomben, which we will get to shortly. Of course, they have six black type races, I think, on the card, five or six. But all races worth good money, and some wild card races, horses trying to thrust their way into the Magic Millions in a fortnight's time. But we will kick off with the Ladbrokes Park Hillside Sandown meeting on Saturday. No black type action, but hopefully we can find a few winners. Field's not too bad. My best is in the last, Mr. Optimistic, race 9, number 14. He was my value first up, and we didn't get a collect, but he ran well. He ran 5th. Thought it was a good effort from the tricky gate there at Caulfield, out to 1,400 suits. And this is probably a little bit easier, so I'm keen on him, certainly at an each way price. My value is Lamborghini, race 7, number 7. He was excellent at Mooney Valley first up. He went around huge odds and just didn't have any luck at all in the straight, but ran really well. He'll probably improve with another run, but has the services of promising apprentice Ethan Brown, gets him in with a winnable weight, and again, at good each way odds, he will be my value bet. And just having a quick look, the only other horse I'll mention, maybe the first starter in the first race, Dark Confidant's come up okay odds, and thought his trials have been okay. He's also in at Flemington on Monday. Carl, did you find anything for Sandown Saturday?
Yeah, interesting. I mean, the only small nuggets of knowledge I can pass on is that the 8th race looks like a field leg of the quaddy. It looks an absolute raffle, so I'd be trying to skinny it up somewhere, particularly probably the 7th and the 9th, the two races you've identified horses to tip. I've in my ancient history in the 7th race, but they got a healthy amount of respect for Lamborghini off that really nice first up run. And also Tanapi Ladies, that's 1-2 from 3 this campaign. But Stephanie Thorne's opted to ride Aurum Spirit, so curious to see how that pans out. And that first race, the 2-year-old, it's assembled a nice field. David Brodock's La Celestina has been working well for quite some time. I'm at this stage leaning towards Robert Smurden's horse, though, El Dorama. Might get a nice each way quote about him.
Okie dokie. We move across to Royal Randwick on Saturday, and they do have a black type race. They have the listed Christmas Classic for the Sprinters, which is race 7 on the card. Conveniently enough, my value bet comes up in this race, and it is Supreme Effort from the Kim Waugh stable. This bloke's always been a consistent performer. He's never won at black type level, but he has been placed, and he had a good campaign last time in. He was competitive for his first couple of runs. He then went to Brisbane and won 3rd up. Well in with the 53 kilos. He carried big weights last prep. He's been trialling really well, and I just think this race presents as a pretty winnable affair for him. So I've gone 8 on top of 5, Eckstein. She's unbeaten 4 from 4 at 1,200. That's got to be respected. We know she's a high-quality mare. 2, Dothraki. Firmer track can suit him, and 1 Music Magnate on the comeback trail off a pretty decent trial, but he has always been a good trialer.
Le Cordon Bleu on top for me. First up, I thought was a bit of a sort of just a plain effort in the Scalacci, but bounced back down the straight at Flemington in the Lynn Lithgow behind Rich Charm at 100-1. That was a better effort. Won a recent trial at Rose Hill in quite good style, and just down in the weights, I know Robert Thompson will ride a kilo over, so Le Cordon Bleu will carry 54, but under those circumstances, I'm not too worried about that. And I think you'll be pretty competitive. Eckstein's the main danger, coming back in distance off the fresh and obviously close up in the Group 1 race last time. Snippets Land was good first up, running the best closing splits besides the winner, Zestful, in the Razor Sharp. And for fourth, I've put in Music Magnate. First up from a spell, had bone chip surgery since the last start. His best form is certainly good enough for this, but 61 kilos is a bit of a worry.
All right, I made my best Leopari, race 3, number 3. I was looking at making him my value, but the race came up skinny with just the 6 runners, so I've made him my best. He's been a good performer for Chris Wallace since crossing the Tasman. He's got a really good 1,600-metre record at Randwick. And look, he still, you know, might lack a little bit of fitness compared to his stablemate, New Universe, who will have a lot of fans, and obviously Dreamforce, who will get running with that lightweight, I would have thought. But he's a good, honest performer at this level, Leopari, and I think he'll run really well. He's my best. Supreme Effort is my value. And a couple of others to mention. I've really liked the trials of Fearless Girl, race 1, number 14. Legislation, certainly hard to beat. He's got the score on the board, but I like the look of Fearless Girl. And Vaucluse Bay, race 8, number 9. Another one of these sort of middle distance races where Chris Waller gang tackles it, but Vaucluse Bay is one of his, and he's had 2 runs back, should be close to peak third up.
Best bet for me, race 8, number 13, High Opinion, third up from a spell, won third up last campaign over 1900. First up this prep was a bit of a non-event, got back in the field, the leader there, Dreamforce, dictated in the lead, and High Opinion never got into the contest. A much better run slightly back in class. Last time at Canterbury, finishing third behind Carl Luca. Second in that race was Hunter Jack. Both those two horses seem to be racing quite well in form. I like the way High Opinion was finding the line and certainly gave the indication he was ready for further. So he gets out to the 1,800 third up, and I think that's ideal. There looks to be plenty of horses that want to get back in the second half of the field, and High Opinion has the ability to sit midfield, and from that, you know, low digit barrier, I expect him to settle a bit closer, and from that position I think he'll be hard to beat. He's 20 to 1, and I've gotten the last race 9, number 7, Calvacuni. This horse I thought was a little bit unlucky, probably should have finished in the placings last time, got back to last. Cathy O'Hara stayed near the inside, ran into a bit of trouble, but once clear the final 150 metres was good late. Form prior was also quite sound, so in a bit of a tricky mare's race the last, I've gone that way.
All right, Morfordville on Saturday, skinny on numbers is this meeting. A few races with no each way, but Carl, have you come up with anything? I've come up with a roughie there, certainly for the Reading Post roughies column, race 3, number 10, Peretti, former Tim Martin trained filly, now with Paul Bashar, and suggest both her runs have been in stronger maidens, and she's shown enough, $17 she went up, so I'm going to be having a little rare bet in SA and something each way on her, because I've seen her trial okay in Sydney, and as I said, her performances have been okay in probably stronger maidens.
Yeah, I'll put her in for third. I'm a little bit surprised to hear that she's so long in betting. Best bet for me is Mandy, race 8, number 7. Started her career with Peter Moody, then went to Kieran Maher, now with Tony McAvoy, so I had 3 different trainers after 10 starts. The recent trial was quite good though, and I think we'll be ready to perform first up for the new stable. 3-1 is the current price, and my value bet is race 7, number 8. It's been a battle. 3 wins from 7 starts, all those 3 wins over 1200 metres on non-metropolitan tracks. The 3 runs at metropolitan tracks have seen her finish unplaced, but the first one saw her almost lead throughout from the outside barrier. The second one was in the Lightning Stakes at listed level behind Bandy Purr, and she was always wide the trip. The third one was first up this campaign, and that one was actually quite good. Got back to last in the small field and improved into fourth at the finish over 1,000 metres. Rise to 1,200 metres is ideal, as I said. Got a great record over that distance range.
All right, as mentioned earlier, Doomben is where most of the focus will be on Saturday. 5 black type races, having counted them, up for grabs, but a really strong 9 race program, and a good prelude towards the Magic Millions on the 13th. Race 3 is the first of the black type races. It's the BJ McLaughlin Stakes, and on with number 8, Sizzling Ace, already scratched from Sydney. I really liked her on debut off a good trial, and she was very good in the Callaway Gel, 3 and 4 wide, and ran really bravely for fourth. Again, drawn a touch tricky. Hopefully Jeff Lloyd can sneak her in with a bit of cover, but I think she's above average. I thought number 10, Mischievous Marilyn, hit the line really well too in the Callaway Gel from a mile back. She'll be hitting the line again. Four, Orsane, who has the Sydney form, obviously to be respected from the Chris Waller yard, and one, Hope's Eternal, off a freshen. 1200 should suit him. Race four is the Felvalon Quality, and I'm with number five, Stella Ombra. Just putting a pin through the first up run, he was back and wide and then wanted to hang, and not sure what the real issue was, but much better than that. And his trial before that was excellent. He put three wins together to end his last campaign, so looking for improvement. From number five, Stella Ombra, who's my value bet for the day, to beat nine, Kalama, didn't have much luck last start. Two, Pinch River, was excellent, winning last start, and eight, Have a Say, who was a real eye-catcher first up. Race five is not a stakes race, but it is the shootout quality, and number nine, Night's Watch, strikes a nice race here. Darren Weir looking to get this former Kiwi into the Magic Millions trophy in a fortnight's time, and he'll probably start a warm favourite in that race. Race six is the Magic Millions at the Buffering. Again, no black type, but a good race, and my best bet comes up here, and it's number 13, Care to Think. Takes a big step up in class, but Matty Dunn's good at placing his horses, and he was very impressive first up. Just had panels on his rivals there. He's a really promising horse, drawn well, Jeff Lloyd. Not well weighted, as I said, for the rising class, but I think he'll certainly measure up. He's my best for the day. Race 7 is the next black type race. It is the Vaux Road Plate. Race 7 for the 3-year-olds. 5, Pierrata, has come back in really good form, was dominant first up. Stayed at 1,200 and couldn't quite catch YPO last time, who had the on-pace bias to suit. I think out to 1350 will suit. So Pirata to bounce back. Number 5 from 14, Femme Fireball. Rob Heathcote will back this filly up, trying to sneak her into the Magic Millions. Guineas, she was excellent at the Gold Coast last week. That's three in a row. She's got an outstanding turn of foot. 13, Cellar Girl, will be hitting the line hard. And 8, Sparky Lad. That Sydney form should hold up okay. He's drawn to get a lovely run. Race 9 is the Burnborough Handicap, listed race worth 300,000. I'm with number 1, Beauty Flame, the former Hong Kong horse. He was pretty top class in Hong Kong, and he's come here, joined the Melanie O'Gorman yard, and two runs have been pretty good. Made nice improvement second up, out to the mile will suit. There looks a stack of pace in this race. That's the query. He might be on top of that pace, but yeah, it's an interesting race with plenty of leaders. 3, Kabiza Devaka, in for second, just run down after Daring Tactics in the Villiers. 5, Can't Buy Better, and 6, She Is What She Is, make up my top 4. And the final event is the Nudgee Stakes for the fillies and mares, a listed race. Number 1, Gazzoni. She's a high-class female. She had a long spell. She showed good improvement second up. That was at Geelong, and, you know, slightly weaker class than she's used to, but she was excellent. She just missed picking up the winner. She's had a bit of a freshen, and she's trialled well, and she's certainly up to winning a race like this. 8, All Over Bossa Nova's come up around $9. I found that surprising. I thought she'd be shorter in the market. She was very good first up against the boys. 9, Pepperano, was second to Care to Think. As I mentioned earlier, I'm expecting that form to hold up. And 16, Suspenders, did enough first up in Sydney, and has decided to head up to Brisbane and bypass a race at Randwick on Saturday. She goes in for fourth. My best is Care to Think. My value is Stella Ombra. New Zealand on Saturday, sort of a bit of a lull, really. They're obviously their big days, Boxing Day, and will be New Year's Day again at Ellerslie. But for Saturday, my best at Taupo is High Distinction. In races 5 and 6, I believe they're going to run in race 6. Be very hard to beat. Found one better at his last couple. My value is Toffee Pop, race 3, number 12. Some nice first starters going around at this meeting on Saturday, and this is one of them. Drawn well, trialled nicely. Hopefully we can get a decent price. And the other meeting is down in the south at Kurau. My best is Johnny Jones, race 6, number 7, and my value is First of a Kind, race 7, number 4. Well, after a big Saturday of action, we've got a few meetings on Sunday, and then we kick off the new year with a couple of good cards around Australia on New Year's Day. Obviously, Flemington and Randwick being the main two meetings. We've also got meetings from Murray Bridge, Bow Desert, and also the Perth Cup in the West at Ascot, which we'll touch on soon. But Carl, to bring you back in to the fold here, Flemington on New Year's Day, we've got a couple of black type races, the Standish and the Bagot, and I know you are going to be, well, talking about this meeting in depth on RSN on Monday, so all the listeners can get your full thoughts. then, but have you got any early thoughts on either of those races or any of the other races on the card?
Probably would be leaning towards at the moment for Flippant.
Certainly not a strong Standish, is it?
No, well, the fact there's multitude of factors. I think the prize money's one, you know, the discrepancy between ratings races and the group races. The second part is the fact that Flemington this year, as opposed to other years, has had no lead-up meetings in the month of December. They've given themselves extra time off. If you look at the last five winners of the Standish, they've all come through Flemington races in December. So, and plus, there's probably no defined sprinting program, as opposed to the Bagot, whereby if you go through the Ballarat Cup, Packham Cup, there's several great races. So, look, Flippant for me, straight track specialist, got to really zero in on Lord the Sky, see where he's at. It's all a question of fitness with him.
Yeah, well, they've thrown him in as a late entry and obviously seeing the noms come up light.
You know, he could have his legs tied together and go close on his best form. So, yeah, that's the way I'm looking at the moment.
All right, well, I went for an up-and-comer in number 9, Miss Wonderland. I guess she's got a fair bit of upside. It's obviously a step up in class, but as we've discussed, it's not an overly strong Group 3 race. You know, you probably wouldn't be backing her against Lord of the Sky at their best any day of the week, but we'll take the punt on her. From number 3, Flippant, to Sahitsi, the Tassie galloper, had a fabulous campaign last time in and should sprint well fresh, and I've put Lord of the Sky in for 4th, but obviously if he parades pretty well and there's a bit of support, you'd want to be elevating him. And the Bagot, did you have any thoughts on that race, Carl?
Like Dornier long term, but
showed good improvement last start.
Definitely better run at Mooney Valley. Imperial Avatar, if you forgive the last start run at Mooney Valley, you got to give him a chance. Prince Pagoda, though, is probably the safe option down in the weights. He'll stay all day.
Well, I went with number 9, Bintel Badu, who I was with at Caulfield last start. She kept finding the line well for 3rd. I think she'll see out this longer distance. 12 Anamoy, I had a bet on him in this race last year, and he ran a really good race, and he's ticking over well too. A nice effort last time out in the Pakenham Cup, so I'll certainly be having another follow-up and having a couple of dollars on him again. 6 Eta James just continues to go through the classes, and 2 Imperial Aviator, I just said forgiving for that excuse laden run last week. My best is So Far So Cool. She'll probably be well found again, as she was at the Valley last start. This race has a bit more depth, and she wasn't overly impressive, but she sort of did a bit of work in the run and was always going to win that race, and I think she'll probably win again. And my value bet, we'll try and get a bit back off Krusty, race 5, number 2. He was the value bet at Mooney Valley last week and just held up until too late when the race was there to be won. He hit the line reasonably well. Craig Williams aboard on Monday. We'll stick with him. And as mentioned earlier, Dark Confidant is in race 1. So just check where he goes to, either Saturday or Monday. And Royal Randwick on Monday, Carl. I know you've had a decent look at this meeting with the overviews appearing in the Winning Post. And there is a black type race. It's the Tattersalls Club Cup and a few of the old... old favourites here go round. Broadside likely to be a warm favourite. Can he hit back and turn the tables on Vassal?
I thought Vassal can maybe still beat Broadside, but not much between them. Vassal has to concede 2 kilos to Broadside from the Christmas Cup. What swayed me, I think Broadside will roll along the leadings, maybe a little bit suspect at the end of 2400. Vassal, I think, gets 2400 on his ear. So that's the way I've gone, 3 to beat 2. Then gone last wish and Destiny's Kiss. There is some rain forecast for the Saturday and Sunday in Sydney, so depending on how much rain falls, it'd bring Destiny's Kiss right into the race.
Exactly right. They certainly will be looking at the skies. That horse, he loves the wet. Yeah, I went Broadside 2 to beat 4, Prince Cherie, who loomed halfway up the straight last time. Thought made the right call tipping him halfway up the straight, but just didn't quite finish off. He was given a lovely run. Maybe just needed that 2400 metre run. 3 Vassal and 6 Paragon in for 4th. I made Broadside my best. Obviously, wouldn't want to be taking too short a price. But the horse I will be backing as my value bet is race 3, number 10, Press Review. Well bred, being a half to a couple of Group 1 winners in Press Day and Press Statement. Had something on her first up. Unfortunately, she ran 4th, but she was hitting the line well, and she should have a bit more stoutness than a couple of those mentioned Group 1 winners. She's by Street Cry, so bred to appreciate getting over a bit further, and I think she's a filly well worth following.
Yeah, agree with that. I got her on top as well. Be curious to see what price they go up. I made my best bet. Just got lucky, race 7, number... Race 7, number 7. Resuming first up for a new stables, but retained by the same ownership. Recent trial winner at Hawkesbury draws the inside gate. Either races here or will be saved for the following Friday night at Canterbury over the 1,100 metres, I should say. So stay tuned about Just Got Lucky where he runs, but wherever he does go, he'll be competitive. And race 8, number 8, Magic As. Gee, first two runs this campaign was placed, next two runs has been unplaced, but giving the impression that he's looking for further, I should say, in those runs. Now she's then stepped up to the 1400 here, which I think's ideal. She's had four goes over 1400 for three wins, so I'm expecting a good run from her, and she'll be a decent price as well, with around about the $15.
All right, and the richest race on New Year's Day will be the $500,000 Tab Touch Perth Cup, Group 2 race these days over the 2400, and well, it's shaping up as a pretty good clash between Punamu, who got the Group 1 win in the Kingston Town, backed up with the Ted Van Heemst, the old Cox... Cox Stakes?
Yeah, the old Cox. Yep.
Cox Stakes, and Trap for Fools, who just continues to rack up the win. So it's going to be a good clash between those two. Material Man, don't forget him. He's chased home Punamu, and certainly knocking on the door for a win. So yeah, that should be a good race to tune into late on Monday. Carl, before we go, we better get a $20 bet as I try quickly to find one for myself.
I might as well go last race on New Year's Day in Sydney, Magic As, 10H way.
All right, well, I'll go a little bit earlier than that. I'll go Saturday and we'll try and get a bank. I think Care to Think will measure right up to the tougher company. That is in race 6 at Doomben, number 13, Care to Think. Thanks, listeners. Thanks for supporting the show through 2017. Hopefully it's been worthwhile. Hopefully you stay tuned for more in 2018. And don't forget to get out, pick up your winning post. Well, it is crammed full of racing action this week. The best $5 you'll ever spend. Pick it up and find yourself a few winners. All the best for the new year, and we will be back next week.